شكراً السيد الرئيس. تود بعثة بلادي استخدام حق الرد.
Thank you, President. My delegation would like to exercise its right of reply following the statement made by the head of the Iranian delegation, which leveled accusations during the high-level segment. Firstly, I would like to point out that the Iranian regime has always repeated that it was in favor of CD initiatives and that it supported the efforts aiming to move this conference out of deadlock. However, Iran, as usual, and as we've always seen in our region, says something and does the opposite. We have all noted how Iran has led to the failure of the Algerian initiative during the first session for non-objective reasons, which shows the disregard of the Iranian regime for all of the efforts undertaken. Indeed, Iran isn't serious when it comes to seeking a multilateral agreement, as long as this agreement does not include all of its ambitions. Secondly, the head of the Iranian delegation stated fallacious things to document the worst crimes committed by the Houthi elements in Yemen. I would recall that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia did not spark a war in Yemen. On the contrary, it was a Houthi terrorist group supported by Iran which rose up against the regime in Yemen and chased out the president to Yemen, where he was murdered. This is how Iran wanted to establish a new influential zone in the region so that it would have an exchange card to play internationally. The kingdom, following Resolution 2116, created an alliance to support legitimacy in Yemen and to assist the legitimate regime. This has been recorded in all of the United Nations documents. Iran has supported external non-state groups such as the Houthi group and transferred ballistic technology to them. Iran has also supported terrorist extremist groups such as Hezbollah and other movements in the region. Iran recruits children and bombs civilians and innocent people in Yemen. It surrounds villages that do not submit to it and seeks to starve the population. Iran has mines in sporadic areas, mobilizes children and scatters mines. It targets humanitarian convoys and sends them to the regions loyal to them. By way of conclusion, Mr. President, what we are concerned of in the region is to note that American ships last week intercepted a vessel, an Iranian vessel, which had ballistic missiles and was traveling towards the Houthi region in Yemen. One day, will we see the trafficking of prohibited weapons internationally, such as chemical or biological weapons, come to the hands of Iranian agents in our region? I would like to draw the international community's attention to that point. Thank you very much.